Before I start, those of you who can read English, there's some English translation in the back, especially in this sermon. I think my translation is quite important. This morning, I would like to consider with you the attitude or the attitudes that a Christian should have.
今天早上我愿意跟大家一起来思想一个基督徒应该有的一个意念。
Of course, our main example is our Lord King Jesus.
当然了，主要的对象呢，我们的学的对象应该是我们的主，我们的王。 我们的叫弥赛亚，救世主。
But we can also learn from St. Paul.
我们也可以同样从使徒保罗那里学到。
In Philippians chapter 4, verse 11, Paul writes, I have learned how to be content in whatever situation I find myself.
在腓立比书第4章第11节，保罗这样写道， 他说：“我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了的。”
He demonstrates this in his letter to the Philippians.
他将这一点向腓立比教会在信中已经表明了。
Let us begin by looking at parts of Philippians chapter 1, verses 1 to 7.
让我们一起看看腓立比书第1章。 第1节到第7节。
Verse 1 reads, From Paul and Timothy, slaves of Christ Jesus, to all God's holy people in Philippi, who are in union with Christ Jesus, including the overseers and the ministers.
腓立比书第1章第1节是这样写的。 基督耶稣的仆人保罗和提摩太写信给住在腓立比在耶稣基督里的众圣徒和诸位监督、诸位执事，这是哦，我说明一下，他念的呢是他自己的翻译，但是我不可能把他的翻译我来翻出来，不行的，所以我还是照和合本在念啊。凡是中文圣经，我都是照和合本在念。
Okay, in this verse, Paul refers to Timothy and to himself as slaves of Christ Jesus.
在这些圣经当中，保罗和提摩太，他们把自己作为是神的，是主耶稣的奴仆，而不是单单是仆人。
Because the Greek word doulos, which is often translated as servants, means literally slaves.
因为这个字在原文里头是叫 doulos， 这 doulos 这个字呢，它原意是奴隶，而不是仆人的意思。但是我们一般的都把它翻成仆人。A
servant can change jobs, but a slave belongs to his master, who could kill him if he wanted.
一个仆人呢，他可以 转换他的职业，他可以服侍这个人，也可以服侍那个人。但是一个奴仆、一个奴隶，他是不能转换的，而且甚至于他的主人有权利把他杀了，如果需要的话。Then
Paul refers to Christians at Philippi as the holy ones.
接下来，保罗把腓立宾的圣徒的基督徒称为圣徒。
Paul never uses the term Christians.
在保罗的书信当中啊，保罗从来都不用基督徒这样一个词的。
This term is often translated as saints, and it has two emphases.
这个字从希腊原文里头，保罗把它翻译成为是圣徒，它有两个强调。
The first emphasis is that they are holy, which in the Bible means that they are separate, they are different.
这个字第一个强调的是他们是圣的。他们圣的圣洁的是什么意思呢？在从保罗从圣经里头意思说，他们是被分别出来的，他们是与众不同的。
The second emphasis is that they belong to God.
第二个强调就是他们是属于神的。
Therefore, my translation has God's holy people.
所以他司牧师在他的翻译当中，他写把这个字翻译成是神的圣徒。
They are also united with Christ Jesus.
他们同时也是跟基督联络在一起的。
Then Paul refers to the leaders of the church, the overseers and the ministers.
接下来保罗就提到在教会里头的领袖们，那就是那些监督和执事。
In Philippi, the overseers managed the city.
在腓立比，那些监督是来管理这个城市的。
So also in the church, we have people who are responsible for managing the church.
所以在教会里头呢，那也我们也有些人，他们是在教会里头负责管理教会的。
Then Paul refers to the ministers, diaconus. The word comes from diaconia, which means service.
现在保罗的提到那些执事们，这个执事们的字在希腊原文里头呢是叫 diaconus。这个字呢又是从一个字叫 diakonia 那个字来的。这个字的意思呢就是，这主要的意思就是服侍的意思。
Paul's emphasis is not on power of these leaders, but on the function they serve within the church.
保罗在这里强调的是，这些人不是在这里寻求权柄的，而是在这里主要是为了服侍的。
As Christians, we are all slaves of King Messiah Jesus Christ.
所有的基督徒，我们都是我们主耶稣基督的奴隶。
So when we want to be ministers or leaders, we want service. We are not looking for power.
所以我们要是我们在这里做执事，或者我们在这里服侍的话，我们在这里要寻找的是我们的服务，而不是在这里寻找权柄。
The Bible tells us that we are baptized into Christ.
圣经里告诉我们，我们是受洗归入基督的。
The term into is a banking term used for depositing some money into someone's account.
这个归入这个字呢是一个银行里的术语，它的意思就是说，我们把钱存入我们自己的某自己的那个账户里头，这个就叫归入。
When we choose to be baptized, we allow ourselves to be deposited into Christ's account.
当我们在受洗的时候，我们就是把我们自己在投入了基督耶稣的那账户里头去了。
So we now belong to Christ and to God.
所以我们现在我们是属于基督的，我们是属于神的。
Again, the emphasis is so that when we are looking for leadership in the church, we are looking to serve, not to have authority.
所以我再次强调说，我们在这里要寻求在教会里头做领袖的话，那我们都首先呢是要服侍，而不是在这里寻求权柄。
Verses 2 to 4 reads, Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
第一章第二节是这样说的, 愿恩惠平安从神我们的主我们的父, 并主耶稣基督归于你们。
I thank God, Eucharisto. I thank my God every time I remember you in my prayers.
我每逢想念你们, 就感谢我们的神, 每逢为你们众人所祈求的时候, 常常欢喜。
I'm constantly praying with joy in every one of my prayers for all of you because of your active participation or active sharing with me in proclaiming the good news from the beginning until now.
每逢为你们众人祈求的时候，常常是欢欢喜喜的祈求，因为从头一天直到如今。 你们是同心合意的兴旺福音。
In verse 4, Paul says that he is constantly praying with joy.
在第四节里头，保罗说他是不断地在那里欢欢喜喜地祈祷。
The noun joy and its cognate verbs to rejoice or to rejoice with is used 14 times in this short letter. And which is more than in any of other Paul's letters or anywhere else.
喜乐这个字，在这个他同时也是欢欢喜喜。这个字呢，在保罗的书信当这一封书信当中呢，用了14次之多，是超过了他所有书信当中所用的。
The amazing thing about Paul's joy is that Paul is in jail in Ephesus, and he is in serious danger.
奇妙的就是保罗在这里用说他喜乐的时候，其实他是在被囚禁在以弗所的监狱里头，而且遭受到生命的威胁。This
idea of a serious threat of death in Ephesus is mentioned in 2 Corinthians 1:8-11.
这个危机，他是在保罗是在格林多后书。 在哥林多后书的第一章第八节到第十一节里头告诉了我们
The fact that Paul is able to have joy in the midst of so much trouble shows how he is able to be content in whatever situation he finds himself.
保罗之所以能够在患难当中有喜乐，这样的一个事实表明，他能够在任何的境况之下都能够知足。
He is grateful that the Philippians has been actively sharing with him in proclaiming the good news from the beginning of their becoming Christians until the present moment.
他感激腓立比人能够和他一起从头一天直到如今同心合意的兴旺福音。
As I mentioned, Paul was in prison, and it was probably in Ephesus, and the situation is described somewhat in 2 Corinthians 1:8-10.
正如我刚才提到的，那个时候保罗呢是在监狱里头，也许是在以弗所这个地方。他当时的情形呢是在哥林多后书第一章第一节，哥林多后书第一章第八节到第十一节当中给我们有一点点的描述。
This is also in my translation. Paul really doesn't give us much detail about what his life-threatening experience was.
在这几段圣经里头，保罗并没有给我们很详细的一些资料关于他是在怎么样的一个危险的环境当中。The
person who carried the letter to the church in Corinth could fill the people in on the details.
送书信到哥林多教会去，这个人也许能够把那些详细的情况告诉哥林多教会。In
2 Corinthians 1:8, Paul writes, "Now, we do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, concerning the trouble we experienced in the province of Asia, that we were under extraordinary pressure, beyond comparison, far beyond our powers of endurance, so that we gave up all hope, even of living.
这个情形在哥林多后书第一章第八节里头，保罗这样写道：弟兄们，我们不要你们不晓得，我们从前在亚细亚遭遇苦难，被压太重，力不能胜，甚至连活命的指望都绝了。
Ephesus is the capital of the province of Asia.
以弗所是亚细亚省的首都。
In this verse, Paul keeps repeating the word hyper, which means far beyond, and stresses the seriousness of the deadly peril.
在这节圣经当中，保罗不断的写了用了一个字，就是 hyper 这个字，极度。他这个意思呢，就是说他所面临的死亡的危险的严重性是超过了他所能承受的。远超过他所能承受的压力。
It was so far beyond Paul's ability to endure that he was sure he was going to die.
因为这样远超过他所能够承受能力的，所以保罗在那个时候就断定他一定会死。
Paul continues in verse 9. Indeed, we ourselves felt.That we had received within our own selves the sentence of death. This was meant to teach us that we must rely no longer on ourselves, but on the contrary, on the God who is always able to raise the dead.
所以接着他在第九节当中是这样写道，我自己心里也断定是必死的。叫我们不靠自己，只靠叫死人复活的神。
Paul claims that his experience taught him a very important lesson. The lesson was not to depend on his own strength, but rather to trust the God who is always able to raise the death, to raise the dead.
保罗在这里他告诉我们他自己的经验，那就是不要依靠自己的能力，而是要依靠那个使死人死而复活的神。
Even though before he became a Christian, Paul the Pharisee believed that God could raise the dead.
在保罗成为基督徒以前，他是法利赛人，这个法利赛的保罗，他那个时候就相信这位神是能够使死人复活的。
Then he experienced the actual resurrected Messiah, or Christ.
然后他又经历了这位弥赛亚复活的事实。
So here he uses a form of the verb which emphasizes that raising the dead. Is a permanent attribute of God.
所以他这里就用了这么一个词来强调说，这位是死人复活的神，是神的永恒的属性。
Here we can see why Paul can have such joy, even when he is facing with such a great menacing encounter with death.
所以我们这里就能够看到为什么保罗能够有喜乐。甚至当他面对了遭受巨大死亡威胁的时候，
He knows that Christ is risen and alive, and that God is always able to have to raise the dead.
因为他知道我们的主，基督已经复活了，而且现在仍然永活在那里。因此，我们的神是永远长久的，他会有这个叫死人复活的能力。
All of us need to pray to God and to beg Him to give us the same assurance.
所以我们每一个人都应该来向神祈求，是叫我们也有这样的同样的确信。
In Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 to 4, Paul asked the Philippians to be united.
在腓立比书第二章第一到第四节里头，保罗要叫我们要一起联合。
He writes, "For this reason, if as is the case, you have experienced any strengthening that comes from your life as a Christian, if as in the case, you have experienced any solace provided by love, if as if in the case, you have experienced any common union produced by the Holy Spirit, if as in the case, you have experienced any compassion and mercy, then make my joy complete by having the same attitude, having the same love, united by the same purpose, and having the same attitude."
第二章的第一节跟第二节是这样写的，所以在基督里若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯，你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。
Don't do anything from selfish ambition or from empty pride, but on the contrary, out of humility, consider one another as more important than yourselves. Each one of you should be concerned not for his own interests, but on the contrary, each person should be concerned for the interests of others.
在第二章第三、第四节，保罗是这样写的：凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
In chapter 2, verse 1, there are four ifs.
在第二章第一节里头，斯穆斯翻成了又有四个假如。因为在原文里头，它就是有这个四个假如。
Normally, this term if suggests something doubtful, but here, Paul is talking about something that is certain.
通常这个假如这个字呢，是一种否定的，是一种怀疑的态度。但这里呢，保罗呢，显然是写了是肯定的。
Therefore, I have added, as in the case.And also, you have experienced.
因为这个 if 这个假如这个字在这里是肯定了，所以呢后面呢我就加上了一个在这样的情形之下和你曾经经历过。
The same situation is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17.
同样的情形我们可以在格林多后书第五章第十七节里头也找到。
Which literally reads,Therefore, if anyone in Christ, new creation.
第哥林多后书第二章第十七节是这样说：若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人了。
In the Greek, there's no verbs.
在希腊原文里头，这里头没在这里并没有没有这个动词。
So my translation would be, therefore.When anyone is united with Christ, there is a new creation.
所以我的翻译呢是这样说，所以无论谁是和与基督联合的话，那他就是个新造的人。
There is no doubt that when someone becomes a Christian, this represents God's act of a new creation.
毫无疑问的是，任何人成了基督徒，那就是表明了神的新造的能力。
In Philippians, also in Philippians chapter 2, verse 1, I use the word strengthening rather than encouragement. Because the Greek word suggests giving strength and comfort.
在腓立比书第二章第一节里头，我愿意用这个坚固这个字来替代这个通常翻译的劝勉，因为在希腊原文里头，这个字是里头包含着有力量跟安慰的双重意思。
Even our English word encouraged used to mean to give courage.
即使在英文里头，这个劝勉这个字也是有时候用来解释成为给力量。
In the second clause, I have used any solace provided by love.
在第二个短句里头，我用了任何的慰藉都是由爱来提供的。
The Greek word here for solace occurs only here in the New Testament.
希腊原文里头这个慰藉这个字的只是在这只有在这里用在在只有用在这里在新约里头只有用在这里。
Solace means more than just comfort.
慰藉这个字它的意思呢远超过单单给予安慰。
It refers to comfort in the middle of affliction and troubles, which can only be found in the unity of the Christian community.
这也是说了我们在面对巨大的苦难当中苦难和麻烦的时候我们只有在基督徒的这个团契里头我们才能找到这个安慰。
Solace does not remove the affliction or trouble, but it gives us the assurance that whenever we are suffering, Christ is there suffering along with us.
慰藉这个字并不表明他能够在我们周围把所以面对的苦难都挪去，而是叫我们在这个情形当中我们有这样的确信，就是我们的基督也一起跟我们在受苦。
In verse 2, Paul commands, make my joy complete. And this is the only verb in the whole sentence. And it is followed by having the same attitude, which begins and ends this list in verse 2.
在第二节里头保罗根据原文保罗呢是说使我的喜乐可以满足是在这一句里头唯一的一个动词它是紧跟在有相同的意念等等的一系列说他所提出的那些问题的里头的。
As a church, we also need to be united. And as Christians, we also must pray for Christ to strengthen us in our weakness and sickness, and to give us solace when we are suffering and we are deeply troubled.
作为教会，我们需要的是，我们唯一的需要是合一。而作为基督徒，我们在这里向这样向我们的主祷告的时候，是要求他能够给我们力量。当我们在困难，在我们软弱，当我们是在病痛的时候，给我们慰藉；而且当我们在面对巨大的苦难的时候，能够使我们得到力量。
Philippians 2:5 also reads literally, "This attitude, if you, which is also in Christ Jesus." Also here there's no verb.
在第二章腓立比书第二章第五节里头是这样写的，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，在这一句里头，在原文里头也是没有动词的。
The Greek verb is phroneo, which means to think, to feel, to have an attitude.
在原文里头这个字呢是用了 phroneo,他的意思呢就是说要思想要体贴要有一个意念。
Since this verb is in the present imperative, It has a continuing sense.
这个字呢, 在原文里头是用的, 现在祈求句, 而且是连续式的。
The idea of a continuous sense is that you don't just do something once, you continue to do it all of your life.
这个字的意思呢, 就是说, 我们不单单要做一件事情是只做那么一次, 而是要持续不断的, 在我们整个生命的过程里头, 我们都要保持。
Therefore, the first translation, always have the same attitude among yourselves, which also in Christ Jesus.
所以呢, 在这一集呢, 我们可以这样来理解, 说, 所以我们经常要保持这样的一个意念, 在我们当中, 就像主耶稣所做的一样。
This is the traditional translation, which is sometimes called the ethical or the imitation interpretation.
这是一种非常传统的说法。这个说法呢, 有时候也可以理解成为是一种道德的一种楷模式的解释。
There is also another understanding, which would be, always have this attitude among yourselves, which you should have because you are a Christian. Here in Christ has its normal meaning of being a Christian.
所以还这里还有另外一种说法，那是可以被理解成为要经常的要保持这样的一种意念在我们中间。 这样呢，我们就可以，因为这样就是因为你们是已经成为了基督徒。那么在这里呢，这个在基督里这个字呢，原来是经常的是正常的含义，就是成为基督徒。
Then in verse 6 it starts, who, even though, talking about Jesus Christ, even though he was existing in the form, the visible form of God.
第二章的以弗所书第二章的第六节是这样写的，他本有神的形象。
In other places, Paul refers to Jesus as the image of God.
在其他的地方，保罗把基督耶稣是说成是有神的样式。
Only here in the New Testament, where Paul is drawing a distinction between Christ Jesus and Adam, does he use the term the form of God?
只有在这里，在整本新约圣经当中，只有在这里，保罗为了区别我们的主耶稣跟着我们始祖亚当，所以呢，他就用了这个耶稣呢，是用了耶稣是神的形象。
It must be pointed out that the term visible God refers to the pre-existent Christ Jesus, whereas image of God refers to the human Jesus.
需要指出的就是说，在这里用的神的形象这个字是预表了耶稣基督，而用了神的样式这个字，这是说了耶稣的人性人样。
In Greek literature, since the time of Homer, this Greek word morphe came to represent that which may be perceived by the senses. Therefore, the idea of visible form.
在希腊的文学里头，自从荷马这个大文学家以后，那个这个字，morpho这个字呢，就开始用来代表了可以感觉到的一种事情。这个呢，就是说，就形象的问题。
In the Greek translation of the Old Testament, the visible form of God is represented by His glory.
旧约圣经翻成希腊文的时候，他就是用了荣耀来代表了神的形象。
Some picture the pre-existent Christ as clothed in the garments of divine majesty and splendor.
在一些要预表着耶稣基督的这样一些图画里头，这作品里头，都是用了，都是把这个人 穿上了裹上了神圣和庄严且华丽的衣服。
This corresponds with John chapter 17 verse 5 where Jesus talks to God and says, the glory I had with you before the world began.
同样的，这个事情呢，也可以在约翰福音第十七章第十七章第五节里头找到，他是这样写的，就是未有世界以先，我同你所有的荣耀。
And it fits the description of Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3. The radiance of God's glory, the exact representation of His being.
同样的，我们也可以在希伯来书第一章第三节里头找到说，是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相。
Paul also uses the term glory to describe God's majesty.
保罗同时也使用了荣耀这个字来形容，来诉说神的尊严。
Here he anticipates Philippians chapter 3 verse 21 when we will all be transformed into conformity with the body of Christ.
这里也预示了他在腓立比书第三章第二十一节里所说的，我们将来都要会被变形，而和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
Judaism does not only honor the Jewish Bible, but they also honor a book called the Talmud, which contains the interpretations of the Jewish Bible.
犹太主义者他们并不单单是对他们的犹太圣经很尊崇，而同时呢，他们另外有一本书叫《Talmud》，这本书里头呢，同样是有对圣经的解释，对犹太圣经的解释。
Particularly interesting is the passage in the Talmud that interprets Genesis chapter 1 verse 27 as meaning that God created Adam in the image of the likeness of His form.
很有趣的就是在这本《他姆》这本书里头，当他解释到《创世纪》第一章第二十七节的时候，他就说神创造亚当的时候是用了他形象相似的样式来造他的。
This means that Adam was created in the image of Christ Jesus, who is the visible form of God.
这就是说，他这个意思就是说，亚当的形式是照着耶稣基督的神的形象所造的。
This morphe of God means that Christ not only had the visible form, but he also has all the characteristics of God as well.
这就说是耶稣这个神的形象这个字，不单单是说明了我们的主，我们的基督，他有这样的一个外表的形象，也同时他是具有了神所有的所有的性质。
Paul uses this term morphe to distinguish Christ Jesus from Adam, who is described as having the image of God.
保罗用这个字，用 morphe 这个字，在原文里头，他是为了要区分我们的主耶稣基督和我们的始祖亚当，因为亚当在圣经里头说他是造成神的样式的。
And then Philippians continues, Christ or he did not consider being equal with God as something to be used for his own advantage or exploited.
第二章腓立比书第二章第六节保罗接着写道，他不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
For Paul, the visible form of God is the equivalent of being equal with God, and being equal with God explains the meaning of visible form of God.
在这里保罗的意思是神的形象就是等于是神自己，那神自己就也等于就是神的形象。
In this section, the problem is with the Greek noun habagamos, which means something to be exploited or something to be grabbed, something to be taken by force.
在这一句里头有一个问题，那就是原文里头一个字，它就是 habagamos。它这个意思的意思呢，就是说要抓住或者是利用一些东西。
It is unusual for Paul to talk about something Christ Jesus did not do before talking about what Jesus did do.
这里呢是讲到耶稣基督所未做之事之先，而他未做之事要先于他所做的事情，这种提法在对保罗来说，在圣经里头是很不寻常的一件事情。
Since the early church, the main argument has been about whether the word referred to something Christ already possessed but did not cling to, or whether it referred to something that Christ did not yet possess but he might have wanted to take by force.
这一句在早期上教会里头是有极大的争议的，因为这个解释是很明显的，他是说这一句到底是要说明耶稣已经基督已经持有的东西他没有抓紧呢，还是他根本就没有，而且他想用他的权力去夺取的。
In the bad sense, the noun means something stolen, something seized violently.
从坏的方面讲，这个字呢是说了有些事情，有些东西被偷了，有些东西被人家被抢夺了。
In the good sense, the noun means a prize, a reward, a privilege, or a gain.
从好的方面讲，这个字呢也可能意思说你能够得到奖赏，或者是得到一种特权。
In the Adam and Eve story, the temptation of the snake is that they will be equal to God, knowing good and evil.
在亚当和夏娃的故事里头，当神引诱他们的时候，他们就想要得到与神同等的知道好和坏的那样的能力。
In the Bible, when opposites are used,It is generally mean that there are no limits. For example, our sins are removed from us as far as the east is from the west. Or something can be as high as heaven or as low as hell.
这个字在圣经里头也有同样的一个说同样一种另外一种说法，那就是它可以说明是没有限制的，无限量的，就像我们说叫我们的罪离我们有多远，叫我们的过犯离我们有多远呢，就是从东到西那么远。另外呢也可以说是一种呢，就是说我们有些东西能够比天有天那么高，有地那么深。
Adam and Eve were being tempted to know as much as God himself knows, which would really make them God, equal to God.
亚当和夏娃他们之所以受引诱，他们是因为他们想知道神所要知道的一切，所以这个就是使他们能够与神同等。
And they seized, they tried to take this chance.
他们在这里呢，他们受引诱的时候，他们就希望能够巴不得能够有这样的一个抓住这个机会。
In Philippians, Paul writes, On the contrary, Christ emptied himself by taking on the visible form of a slave, by being born in human likeness, and having appeared as a human being. He humbled himself.
在腓立比书第二章第七节里头是这样说的，我们的主反倒虚极，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样式，就自己卑微。
Here, the contrast is clear.
在这里对比是很明显的。
The sense we have just read is active. This means that Christ chose to empty and humiliate himself.
在这里我们看到的是主耶稣自己的主动，是他自己要选择了卑微，这样呢来倒空自己。
The sin of Adam and Eve was that they tried to take by force the prize of being equal with God, something which did not belong to them.
亚当亚娃的罪行是在于他们企图在那里在这个机会里头抓住这个机会，使他们能够成为与神同等的，这个就是他的、这就是亚当跟夏娃所犯的罪。
As a result, they were stripped of their God-given authority to rule over the earth.
在创世纪第一章第26-28节当中，叫我们看见，因为是这样的缘故，所以呢，他们被神剥夺了已经给予他们来管理这个世界的权利。
And they were reduced to being slaves.
同时我们在创世纪第一章第三章我们也看到，他们因为着被剥夺了这样权利，被降为奴役的。
On the other hand, Christ Jesus, who already had the prize of being in the visible form of God, which means being equal with God, did not just sit in heaven enjoying his prize, but rather he willingly humiliated himself by taking the form, visible form of a slave.
另一方面，我们也看到我们的主耶稣基督，他已经有了这样的一个至高的荣耀，但是他并没有在坐在那里来享受这样的一个荣耀，而是他取了他自愿的取了一个奴仆的样式，来谦卑他自己，来成为一个奴仆的样式。
Unlike Adam and Eve, Christ did not have the prize of being equal with God taken away from him.
他不像亚当跟夏娃他们神把他的荣耀给夺取了，而是他自己现在是成为神的样式。
Instead, he himself willingly gave up this prize of being equal with God for the benefit of saving human beings. And he willingly took on the visible form of a slave.
他我们的主他是这样的自愿的愿意取了个奴仆的样式，这样呢他自己自愿的来用这样的样式奴仆的样式来剥夺他自己的权利，使我们为了要拯救我们这些人类的罪恶。
In total form of a slave.
而他取了个奴仆的样式。
The visible form of a slave means that Christ not only took on the external appearance of a slave, but he also took on the characteristics of a slave.
这个奴仆的样式，这个不是说他在外形上他有个奴仆，而是他是从他的本性上的性格上头，他都愿意成为一个奴仆。
Slavery meant the extreme deprivation of rights.
这个奴仆这个意味着他把所有的权柄，他所有的权利全部都被剥夺了。
Slavery denied the person of the right to anything, even to his own life and person.
一个奴仆他自己不会有任何的权利，包括了他自己生命的权利。
When Christ took on the visible form of a servant, of a slave,He stripped himself even of the basic human rights and life.
当基督他采取了奴仆的样式的时候，他就把自己剥夺了自己的最基本的人权和他的生命。
Whereas God stripped Adam and Eve of their authority, Christ Jesus willingly stripped himself of his authority.
当神把剥夺了亚当跟夏娃的权利的时候，但是我们的主耶稣却自愿的被剥夺了他自己的与固有的权利。
Christ became what Adam had become because of his sin, a slave subject to death.
主耶稣成为了亚当夏娃之所以犯罪而所有的，成为一个奴仆，而且是要注定要死的。
Many scholars point out that that is precisely in Christ's self-emptying and his humiliation that he reveals what God is like. And it's that his taking on the form of a slave that we really see the form of God.
解经家都同意这样一个，这个是一个非常精确的来解释，在基督他自己谦卑自己倒空自己的时候，他是彰显了神的形象，这也是通过他自己这样采取个奴仆的形象，使我们能够看见我们的神的样式。
Philippians chapter 2 continues, Christ humbled himself or humiliated himself by becoming obedient all the way to death, even death on the cross.
第二章，腓立比书第二章第八节是这样写，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
More than 2,000 years of Christian piety have obscured from us the shock and horror with which these final words would have been heard by the original audience.
在这个两千多年的期间里头，由于基督徒的前进，而把这一句震惊而又恐惧的一句最后的语言，使我们和原来的那些听众就隔绝开来了。
Crucifixion was the cruelest and most shameful of deaths, and there could be no greater contrast between the opening lines of verses 6 to 8 and the exaltation that follows in verses 9 to 11.
被十字架钉死，这样一个是一个无比残忍的和最最羞辱的一种死法，而这种死法呢，没有比这个死法，这样的说明这样的死，跟着后面在第六节到第八节，跟着第十节到第九节到第十一节里头所表明的喜乐跟欢喜，这样的一个巨大的差异的。
During Paul's time, the idea, the term crucifixion, was never discussed in polite company.
在保罗的时代，被十字架钉死这样的一个事，这样一件事情是在上流社会里头不允许讨论
的。It was the most horrible form of death by suffocation.
因为这个是用窒息致死的一种最残酷的一种办法。
But it also showed the full extent of Christ's humiliation by taking on the form of a slave.
但是这个呢，却全面的彰显了我们的主的谦卑，是采取了一种奴仆的形象。
Crucifixion was a punishment for disobedient slaves.
被钉十字架这样一种刑罚，是对于不服从命令的。不服从命令的奴隶的一种刑罚。
The irony is that Christ's crucifixion was due to his complete obedience to the will of God.
但讽刺的是，在这里讽刺的是，我们主耶稣基督的被钉十字架，而且是他自己自愿的，全部的，顺服了我们神的意愿。
Christ's obedience was unconditional and unlimited.
基督的顺服是无条件的，而且是无止境的。
The disobedience of Adam and Eve brought death to all human beings.
亚当跟夏娃的不顺服，使得罪进入了这个世界。
Paul suggests in Romans chapter 5, verse 19, that Christ's obedience, his obedient death, was the antidote to Adam and Eve's disobedience.
保罗在罗马书第五章第十九节里头是这样的说，他说是因为基督的顺从顺服之时，就把了亚当跟夏娃带来的不顺服纠正过来了。
And then in verse 9, it starts off, For this very reason, God has exalted him to the highest honor and has graciously given to him the name that is much greater than all other names.
在菲律比书第二章第九节是这样写的。 所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名。In
verses 6 to 8, Christ had been the subject of the verb and the participles, and the attention had been focused on his self-humiliation and his obedience to the God of this God who became man.
在第六，从第六到第八节，这几节里头，我们的主是这一段圣经里头的主题，而且呢，是所有的注意都集中在他自己的，他的谦卑和他的顺服里头。
Now in verse 9, there's a change in emphasis. God the Father is now presented as decisively intervening and acting for his son's benefit by exalting his son.
从第九节，那现在从第九节开始，这里有一个很大的转变了。这从这以后就强调了，这是父神他自己，现在为了他儿子形象的缘故，他断然的介入，来为他儿子欢呼。
For the reader of the translations, this change should be clear enough.
对读这段圣经的人来讲，这样的转变是应该很明显的。But
in the Greek, it is even more obvious with the use of a strong inferential conjunction, diokai, which means for this very reason.
但是在希腊原文里头，这种转变是更加的强调。 他因为他用了一个字，这个字叫迪奥凯，这个意思呢，就是说，在所有的理由的里头。Verses
9 to 11 is really one sentence with God as the subject.
在第九节到第十一节里头，这里这几节圣经当中，我们的神是唯一的一个主题。The
word highly exalted is in Greek hyperposen. Which literally means hyper exalted.
这个在希腊原文里头有个字，这个字呢，它的意思是说，极度欢喜的意思。Again,
we see the use of hyper, which is a sense of being beyond comparison and in a superlative manner.
在这里我们又看见，再一次保罗再次用的 hyper 这个字，这个字的意思就是无可比拟的，或者是说是最高形式的。The
contrast is between the lowest point of his earthly role as a servant, as being obedient, as a slave, as being obedient, and having a criminal death.
这个他意思在于，是在于他在世界上最低的。 是在世界上最低下的角色，这奴仆的角色，顺从，以至于罪，因罪而死，使他能够变成为天上最高的荣尊荣。
The context seems to suggest that Paul is referring primarily to the status of Christ Jesus, namely, that he is in the place of highest honor. He is the Lord.
从上下文来看，似乎保罗是在这里要说到基督耶稣最起始的身份，那就是他是在至高处的荣耀，他是主。
To say that God raised Jesus Christ to the highest place above means that God caused Jesus Christ to have the highest, greatest possible honor or status.
这是讲到将他升为至高处的意义，就意味着神要定义，要基督耶稣有最大的可能的尊荣和地位。
In its biblical sense, the idea of the name carried the idea of a person's character.
照圣经的意义来讲，一个人的名字是来说明他自己的性格。
His position, his role, and his rank, and his dignity.
也说明了他的地位，他的权柄，以及他最高的一个地位。
In the Old Testament, we find that many times when someone's position is changed by God, his name is also changed.
在旧约圣经里头，我们经常会看到，当一个人他的地位被改变的时候，他们的所有的一切都会被改变。The
term, the name that is far greater than any other name, could then be translated as the highest rank or the dignity of all.
在这一节圣经当中说，他的名，他至高处的名被改变的话呢，那么所以说明了他的地位在这里也被全部改变了。
And then Philippians continues, in order that in honor of the name that belongs to Jesus, every knee should bow, all beings in heaven and on earth and under the earth.
在第二，腓立比书第二章第十节是这样写的：叫一切在天上的、地下的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝。The
name that belongs to Jesus refers to the name which God gave Jesus at his exaltation.
耶稣基督的名，这是神。
Most translations have the name of Jesus.
很多一般的翻译当中都说了耶稣的名。The
name of Jesus means the name Jesus possesses, which is the name that is far greater than any other name.
耶稣的名，这个字的意味着耶稣拥有这样的名字，而这个名字呢，是比其他任何的名字更加伟大的。This
is the name which God gave to Jesus at his exaltation.
这个名字是耶稣，是我们的神在极大的喜乐当中所给予耶稣的。All
scholars agree that this is God's own name, Yahweh.
所有的解经家都同意，这个字，这个给耶稣的名，这个名就是神自己的名字，耶和华。或者是翻成中文就是耶和华。The
bending of the knee was an expression denoting great reverence and submission in the Old Testament, especially making the humble approach of a worshiper who felt his need so keenly that he could not stand upright before God.
屈膝这个字，在旧约圣经当中就意味着是一种崇敬跟着恭谦的意思。特别是在说到谦虚的时候，我们这些崇拜者，他们都会跪下来，并因为他们觉得站在那里是对神的不公。
While the usual position of prayer was that of standing, in times of special need or extremity, the worshiper fell on his knees.
我们通常都是站在那里祷告的，但是如果你有特殊的需要的时候，那你有自己会自己跪下来在神的面前。
In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus prayed on his knees.
在克西马尼园的时候，主耶稣基督就是跪在那里祷告的。
So when the name God gives to Jesus, people will bow. And here we have a reference to Isaiah chapter 45, and, which talks about the worship of God. And we will read the verses 22 and 23.
当神把耶稣基督的名给他的时候，我们每个人都会在他面前屈膝。这是在圣经里头，第二章。第二章第九节第十节里头讲的，同时我们也可以再把这个同样的是同样的有关联的经文，在以赛亚书第四十五章第二十二到二十三节里头找到。
It reads, "Turn to me and be saved, people all over the world, for I am God, and there is no other."By myself I have sworn. From my mouth has gone forth in righteousness, a promise that will not be broken. To me every knee shall bow. By me every tongue shall swear.
以赛亚书第四十五章第二十二到第二十三节是这样写道：地极的人都当仰望我，就必得救。因为我是神，再没有别神。我指着自己起誓，我口所出的话是凭公义，并不返回。万膝必向我跪拜，万口必凭我起誓。
And then Philippians continues, and every tongue shall openly acknowledge.That Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
腓立比书第二章第十一节继续写道：无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
It is clear that Jesus is Lord is an early Christian confession.
这里很清楚的是看见主耶稣是主，这是早期教早期基督徒的一个忏悔。
Paul gives a more completely confession. Jesus Christ is Lord.
保罗在这里给了更全面的一个信条，那就是说主耶稣基督是主。
This cosmic acknowledgement of this confession.And honoring the name God gave to Jesus will also give glory to God the Father.
这个宇宙性的确认，对这个对这个信条的确认，就是耶稣基督的名，神给耶稣基督的名是将荣耀归给父神的。
Again, there might be a contrast with Adam and Eve. They were given dominion only over the earth.
在这里再一次我们看见一个对比，那就是我们的始祖亚当跟夏娃，他们只不过是给了一个管辖这个世界的权利。
Christ Jesus as Lord is acknowledged by the whole universe, all beings in heaven, on earth, and under the earth.
然而在这里我们看见的是主耶稣所给主耶稣所得到的，我们的主耶稣被所确认的，那就是他所得到的权柄是超乎一切的，是天上的、地下的和地底下的。
When Adam and Eve sinned, they stopped giving glory to God.
当亚当夏娃犯罪以后，他们就不再给将荣耀归给神。
While the exaltation of Christ Jesus increases the glory given to God.
而我们的主耶稣基督，他却不断的将荣耀归给我们的神。
The first answer to the Westminster Confession is that the purpose of human beings is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever.
在 Westminster 信条的第一句里头，就确认了我们作为人类的主要的目的，就是来荣耀神和享受我们的神。
This is indeed a good goal for all of us.
这确实是一个我们对我们每个人讲是一个最好的目标。
Now I recognize that this sermon is more of a Bible study.
我知道今天这个信息有很大部分都像是在做解经。
God has given to the church many gifts.And there are perhaps some people who are able to make this theological passage more relevant to the daily lives of other people.
神给了我们教会有很多很多的恩赐，而我们当中的有些人恐怕他们更愿意把这个神学的信息来带出在他们的日常生活当中。
I personally find blessing in understanding what the Bible really says.
我自己个人从这个圣经的原文当中实实在在得到很大的益处。
But my next sermon will not be a Bible study.
我下一次的信息将不再是讲到那么多的像解经一样的东西。
One final word is that the exaltation of Jesus refers to the resurrection.
Exaltation 这个字，这个实际上是讲到了复活的意思。
So Christ is risen indeed. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Amen.
我们的主复活了，他确实是复活了。Amen.
This is not part of the sermon, but I also find a lot of enjoyment by looking at YouTube's Touched by Angels series.Especially the one, you know, Psalm 151, and I will walk with you. I think last year was not on YouTube, but this year it is. So if you have time, or if you've seen Touched by Angel, haven't seen it, I would highly recommend it.
最后呢，我想跟大家建议一下，在 YouTube 里头呢，有一个电视连续剧的系列，那个就是 Touched by Angel. 这个故事呢，以前在电视里头继续放过。但很长时间已经没有了。去年呢，这个电视剧还没有放在 YouTube 里头，但现在已经在 YouTube 里头了。所以希望大家也能够有时间有兴趣的话呢，去看一看这个在 YouTube 里头找一找，能够看到这个电视剧。特别是说第一节叫什么
？Psalm 151，
是在诗篇第51章里头的一个主题。
And the others, I will walk with you.
那个题目就是说我与你同行。
YouTube has about one fifth of all the episodes.
大概在 YouTube 里都可以找到五段这样的这样故事。
No, sorry, 5%.
5%, 只有50%，其实是很多，我以前看过。
Okay, thank you.
谢谢大家。